Pinterest finally gets on the iPad bandwagon, and we're going to show you an iPad case that goes a little retro.
This episode brought to you by GoToMeeting.
Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here. Welcome to iPad 365, the show where we look at apps to keep your iPad a play. And today we're going to show you another social network, and we're going to do that in a minute. First of all, I want to let you know, iPad-365.com is the website. iPad365 is the Twitter handle, and iPad365show@gmail.com is the email address. You can contact me there, or of course, if you want to use telepathy, all you have to do is take your fingers and go like this and go, iPad 365. You got to do it three times. It's very important. Three times, and then you've got it. It just works that way. Like, Bobby just asked a question, when is iPad 365 on? During the summer, three times a week. We might go back to a 4 to 5 day schedule coming in the fall, but right now, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Jane is just asking, what do we talk about? We talk about apps. We talk about products, cool stuff that you can find for your iPad. And one more, we'll take one more of these telepathic questions right now. And basically, the Twitter handle is iPad365. Simple as that. So go over to twitter.com/iPad365, and you can find there. Follow me there, and tweet me there, and let me know that you're following me and tweeting me on there. And of course, retweet the tweet that I've tweeted when you retweet that tweet. Simple as that. All right, one more thing really quick. Remember, we have the Zag contest. This Wednesday is the last day that you can enter this contest where you can get yourself a Zag Folio, a Zag Spark, and of course the invisible shield that you can protect the cover of your iPad, the face of your iPad. This is over a $200 value, and we're giving away three packages. Three lucky people will get this cool package. What do you have to do? All you have to do is go over to iPad-365.com. You see that big old orange button on the bottom, you press that and you enter in the contest. You put in your email address basically, and you're there and you're part of this contest, and go from there. Plus, if you're watching this after the contest is over and you want to get something like the Zag Spark, which is a charger for when you don't have a plug outlet for your iPad, you can get 20% off by using that code Geekazine over at Zag. Go over to geekazine.com/Zag to get there. Use the code Geekazine at checkout for 20% off. Can't get keyboards or discounted items, but you can get things like the Zag Spark for 20% off. All right, today we're talking about Pinterest and how they finally got on the bandwagon. You know, a couple weeks ago we talked about Google finally getting on the bandwagon and getting an iPad app. I remember when Twitter got on the bandwagon and got an iPad app. It's great for social networking when you can actually read it and utilize it. And the old Pinterest app, just like the Google Plus app, you had to kind of turn your head to the side and read it that way, and you get neck cramps and everything. I didn't use it. I was, you know, Pinterest, it was just annoying. I did not use it. Well, now that they have a full app that utilizes the iPad, utilizes the Retina display, it's awesome. Now, I can't show you too much because there might be copyrighted images on it, and of course, YouTube frowns on that. So I'm going to show you the content that I put up there because I know all the content I approve of. It is my content, and I can show it because of my creations. Like, for instance, this last one, I just did a article on how to record podcasts over at my website, howtorecordpodcasts.com. I took some pictures of an Etterol, it's an Etterol UA4FX, and I posted them on Pinterest. As you can see, here's the pictures, it goes to the article if you click on it, and of course, as people are retweeting it, repinning it, this is Pinterest, this isn't Twitter, crazy, isn't it? Anyway, as they're repinning it, you can actually see that here. So as we go, my How to Record Podcasts, I have several different articles, several different pictures for how to record podcasts, and if people repin it, then I see it from there. Of course, I have many different Pinterest categories, including one from South by Southwest, a how to record podcast articles that I've written, geek, fashion, cute, so on and so forth. You can check that all out over at Pinterest.com. Look for Geekazine. That's how you find me. But there's many different other people. You can use it just like the website. You can friend people. You can follow their boards. You can unfollow their boards and go from there. A great program. And now that this is now on the iPad, I think that their social media presence is going to get all that much better. Do you use Pinterest? Do you like how the iPad is now set up for Pinterest? Let me know. You Twitter me at iPad365. You know, during the summer, it seems like everyone is in a different schedule, you know, vacations, summer days, working remotely. I would have to visit remote offices during the summer. That's why meeting all your clients and colleagues in person almost can be impossible. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You meet face to face, and no matter where you are in the world. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it just takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in HD video. You can even join from an iPad. You can download the application right from the store. And of course, you can join a meeting. Can't start a meeting, but you can join a meeting, which is pretty cool. You can see your attendees eye to eye while collaborating on documents in real time. I've used it for 4 years. We've used it for roundtables. We've used it for one-on-one meetings. I've done business with this. And it's great, but don't take my word for it. Try it out yourself. My listeners, my viewers, get a 30-day free trial. So check it out. Visit gotomeeting.com. You'll see that orange try it free now button. Press it and enter in the code podcast in checkout, and that'll get you 30 days of this great software. Check it out over at gotomeeting.com. Be sure to use that code podcast. Okay, check this out. It's over at ThinkGeek, and so they've basically made an iPad case that looks like an old Macintosh, the classic Macintosh. It's just a case. You flip it over, and you got this. It looks like the box with the screen on it, a little place to put the floppy drive, and of course, in paint, they did hello, just like on the original picture there. This is a pretty cool case. I can't wait to get it myself. I've actually put an order in for one, and once I do get it, I will show you. But it's over at ThinkGeek. It's called Padentosh, and you can check it out over there. It is $24.99, so not too bad of a price for an iPad case. But check it out over at ThinkGeek. And I got a link in the show notes if you need it. All right, and that's this episode of iPad 365. What do you think? Do you use Pinterest? Are you going to use Pinterest all of a sudden now that it's available for the iPad and you don't have to crimp your neck or anything? Well, you know, maybe you got a medical condition where you kind of miss the old Pinterest because your neck was always crimped. Or maybe you liked it in portrait mode anyway. I don't know. Let me know. Twitter me at iPad365. Of course, the email address is iPad365show@gmail.com. All right, we will be back on Wednesday with another application for you. And, of course, if you have any questions, feel free to Twitter me or email me. Until Wednesday, you guys have a fun time with your iPads, and we'll see you then when it will be another episode of iPad 365. You guys, geek out.
You should follow Graphite on Twitter at GraphiteINC.